The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami. Tutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Tutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Tutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Tutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. So tonight, just see if you can support the settling of the body and the mind by recognizing that this movement of sensation, this movement of sound, movement of seeing, movement of thinking, if you can make peace with these movements of sense experience. Doing our best to let go of any need to govern, any need to control. Instead, we're learning to let nature be nature. So the nature of the thinking mind has permission to be the way it is. And the nature of the hearing has permission to be sensitive to sounds. Nature of the sensitive body to sensation, it has complete permission to feel what it feels. And so we're sitting with this open awareness, and in any one moment, there'll be a particular experience being known, and wisdom will recognize that experience as a hearing being known, or a touching being known, or a thinking being known. Something from one of the six sense gates, the five physical senses and the mental activity as the sixth. Something is being known. And then in particular tonight, as we're aware of these different activities of hearing, sensing the sensations, sensing sights, noticing thought and emotion. In addition tonight, see if you can notice how ungovernable that the experience, whatever it might be, is unfolding according to its own causes and conditions. And when the mind projects some need to control, some need to own and govern and manage, then we feel that tension that comes with that projection. And when the wisdom in the mind leaves everything alone, allowing nature to be nature, then the moment becomes lighter, freer of that stress of feeling the need to control or feeling the need to govern or to own in some way. So to get familiar, you might want to move through the six sense gates several times in a relaxed way, just so that the wisdom in the mind becomes clear about this activity of hearing and how it's moving and how it's ungovernable. Nobody's in charge. And then move to that movement of sensitivity to bodily sensations. And after a minute or so, move on to seeing. And the sensitivity to seeing, even with the eyes closed, seeing is happening. Smelling and tasting won't be that predominant, but you can check in with each of those sense gates. And then, of course, mental activity. This inclusive category of all mental, emotional activity. And if you need support, you can just, as you're working with a particular sense gate from time to time, just acknowledge hearing is being known. Sensations are being felt. Thinking is being known. Something like that. And as you patiently go through each of the six sense gates, noticing this activity as a movement, then you'll naturally notice if at times there's something extra, some attachment, some identification or sense of ownership, wanting to govern or control. And we'll notice appropriately the tension, the stress that goes with the selfing around that particular experience. How it appears heavy in the heart, tight in the heart. So just acknowledge that. And you can even notice the attachment as a kind of mental activity being known. It's also not personal. It's something that comes and goes according to its own causes and conditions, the force of habit. So in this way, even when the mind is distracted, then as soon as you remember, just deconstruct that moment in terms of one of these six sense gates being known. See if you can sense it as an impersonal or a movement of nature, not self. So we'll continue in silence for a while. So with this kind of practice, any experience will do. You're not trying to have a particular experience. So that whatever the experience is, just try to understand which of the six sense gates this experience is arising. Is it a sound being known, a thought being known, sensation being known, sight being known, smell or taste being known? And notice how that experience is part of a flow, an unfolding dynamic. And notice its ungovernable nature, that it's unfolding according to a complex array of causes and conditions. Some may be understood, some not. And if the mind, out of habit, resists, has an opinion like, I don't like this, I want this, then that too is just something arising in one of the six sense gates, something being known, something that's also an impersonal unfolding driven by causes and conditions. Let's see if you can work with this contemplation in a relaxed way. And see if you can catch that even the most subtle habit of owning or selfing around some experience comes with tension. So in a way, we're learning, as a meditation practice, we're learning to deeply trust and ground into the reality of sensitivity. There is this very obvious truth of sensitivity right now. We say the mind or the heart is sensitive to these six sense gates, naturally, unavoidably sensitive. So we're learning to rest in that sensitivity and learn not to presume it's more than what it is. This sensitivity, these six sensitivities are being known. So that means the meditation is learning to keep things this simple, not to project or out of habit imagine there's more than these six activities being known. And no matter how personal an experience might appear to be, it's still just one of these six sense gates being known. We're getting competent at this deconstruction. Any moment, any experience, deconstructing into these six things being felt, being known. Even a subtle sense of wanting to do it right is just something being known. And you even get to the place where you might learn to appreciate, even enjoy, in a sense, catching that the mind has once again established a sense of self, sense of ownership, and then just deconstruct that. This is being known, this is being known, this is also being known. Just these six sense gates being known, being felt. So that any moment of the mind being entangled or reactive, there grows this confidence that it isn't what it appears to be. It appears that it's me with a problem, or me with an opinion, an agenda. But wisdom understands it's just these six things being known. Nothing really personal there, just these natural activities of body and mind being known, being felt, none of which refers back to anything permanent or essential. All we can really say is that this is being known, this is being felt. That's it.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.